Hi, this is Joe Stump, and now you're ready. You are ready to launch your gardening program. And the first tool in your gardening toolkit is Why We're Moving Letter. Now, this is a letter from the seller, but let's look at it through the eyes of the seller and the eyes of the impacted 20 who will be receiving this. First, when a person decides to move and they list the property and a sign goes up, the conversation begins in the neighborhood. Now, for those people who don't know the seller's reasons for selling, they begin to wonder a few things. First, why are they moving? Second, how much are they asking? And third, how does this impact our family? The first question that almost everybody wonders in the neighborhood or a buyer when they first see a home for sale is, why are they selling? Now, absent of a true story, people tend to make one up based on rumors or projection. When a neighbor sees the sign go up, stories like, hey, did they lose their job? Or did they inherit some money and now they're going to move to a rich neighborhood? Or are they getting a divorce? Maybe the house is too expensive for them to live in. Or maybe the school district isn't good enough for them. Or something's wrong with the house. And now there could be hundreds of different stories that people make up, both positive and negative. But the truth is, stories can be imagined. So if this is true, one of the most compelling communications that you can do is tell the truth, or the truth you want to be told, about why they are moving. So let's listen to Cindy Hayden explain how she uses our concept called Why We Are Moving as a way to begin a conversation with the impacted 20. Listen carefully.
What kind of language did you use to influence the seller to be willing to write that letter or to be willing to allow you to send out a letter like that?
I would share with them that the first question anybody wants to know when they see a house for sale is, why are they selling? And that it was important for us to be able to define that story and tell that story, because in the absence of that story, people assume that there's some form of distress which puts downward pressure on their price. So we just thought, you know, again, that if we could tell their story and let them know, I had a senior who was selling their condo because it was really eating into her reserves and equity. Her husband had died and it was more than she needed. But again, if anybody got a sense of that, obviously that's an opportunity to offer less than a price. And so we just talked about how now this was her opportunity. Her grandkids were grown and it was more than she needed, and she wanted to be able to travel while she was still healthy and able to do it. And so then when she ran into her neighbors in the condo community, which they all ask you anyway, you know, she was happy and felt comfortable sharing, you know, that yes, whenever it sells. So it wasn't like a time frame, like I have to do it, you know, like there was any urgency on price pressure. It was when it sells, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter of my life.
So what I hear you saying is you explain to them that question that everybody has is, why are they moving? And if we are preemptive and we give that information up front, that it takes pressure off the price, which I love that thought, because absent of a reason, it is, I wonder what's wrong, or I wonder, you know, why they're moving. That causes a lot of storytelling.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I love when what I teach is put into action. So Cindy, good work. We'll hear from her a little later on. But here is an example of the letter that I wrote that Cindy has used and many other agents have used. Now, you could use this as a template or you can write your own. I do suggest that you put this letter on 8.5 by 11 paper, plain white, into a number 11 envelope. The letter, of course, should be typewritten and the envelope hand-addressed with the seller's return address either stamped or a label or handwritten. No mailing labels. So let's just take a quick look at this first sample letter. The headline is, you might be wondering why we're selling our house. Now remember, the headline is 85% of the communication. So I have it in 21-point font, bold. The subhead is, "We are your neighbor at 155 Devon Court." The subhead is centered under the big headline. It's in 16-point, all title caps, not bold. And the body of the letter is in 13-point font size. The letter reads, "We've lived here for the past 17 years, comma, loved every moment of it, and watched many of our neighbors do the same." The next paragraph, "We've decided that while we've enjoyed living and raising our children here, comma, our two children are now at the age where they are heading to college, and we are almost empty nesters, and we miss our extended family located in Knoxville, Tennessee area, and have decided to move back home when our house sells." Now, that is the reason why we're moving. And now, the next paragraph, "We've selected Cindy and Jack Hayden with the Sandbars to Sunset team. We are confident Cindy and Jack will look out for our best interest." Period. That's all we say. Next paragraph. "Cindy encouraged us to write this letter to you because 25% of the time homes are sold to friends of those who live in the neighborhood, and she wanted to make sure you have the first opportunity to pick your neighbor." Period. Next paragraph. "Soon you'll notice a for sale sign go up in front of our house, comma, but before we make it public, we wanted to tell you first because you may have a friend, comma, family member, or colleague who would love to live in our neighborhood." Period. Next paragraph. "We will be having a private open house for just the closest neighbors soon." Period. Next paragraph. "Cindy will be sending you a private invitation, so keep an eye on your mailbox." Period. Next paragraph. "We hope you can stop by for a cup of coffee because it will give you a chance to see what we've done to the house, plus begin to say our goodbyes." Period. Sincerely, the seller's name. My suggestion is keep it this simple. Don't use this letter to invite people to the open house, but use it to seed for the invitation that will be coming soon. Create anticipation. Give people something to look forward to. This is the art of persuasion. We don't want to give up all the goodies all at one time. We want to drip on the impacted 20 to create familiarity. I would suggest that you don't include the website to the property. Keep this a mystery of how much the home is selling for. That's what they want to know, but keep it a mystery for just a little bit longer. This letter is the first step of many to come, and our goal is to meet and connect with the impacted 20, and we want to do this deliberately and strategically. I'll see you in the next.